the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Have any of you ever walked the Camino? Have you done maybe a week of it? A couple of weeks, even a month? Our next guest for the last word on travel this week spent 2.5 months doing the full Camino to Santiago de Compostela. We're joined by Barry Taylor, who is a hiking enthusiast. 2.5 months, that's quite a lot of time, Barry. Tell us, what prompted you to do that?
Hi, Matt. Thanks very much for having me on. That would be, I would say, an ecumenical matter, or the distance men will go to avoid therapy. In short, I had hiked 2 weeks of the Camino when I was 19 years old, having watched the film The Way. And in a very cliche fashion, I headed off to do that. And I think it had its hooks in me ever since then, and I'd always wanted to go back and do it. So I started from Ireland and walked all the way down, got a tan along the way, and enjoyed everything that the Camino has to offer.
Hang on, walked from Ireland. Where did you walk to?
I was graced with the fine weather, and I'd started in St. James's Gate of Dublin, like a few before me who had done the same thing, down to Rosslare, boat across, down through France, and then you basically reach the gateway of the Camino. So when we speak about the Camino, there's actually many that kind of spider leg their way across Europe, but the main Camino we speak of is the Camino Francés, or it translates as the French Camino, which ironically is all the way across Spain. So once you hit that French-Spanish border, then you're on your way along with many thousands of other people all the way to Santiago de Compostela.
Okay, so what did you get out of it?
That is a very good question. And I would, bar the slight sunburn during the heat wave of last year that scorched Europe, I think there's a real simplicity with the Camino. And I think if you're looking at, say, travel trends, and I wouldn't get too bogged down in all these reports, but you'll see since the pandemic, a lot more people are kind of pulling the trigger on those bucket list trips, whether it's to the Northern Lights, which just happen to be in Ireland every week now, or to do the Camino. There's this kind of itch to do something like that. And I can see why, because I think while it may not grant you this instant epiphany that sometimes we hope for, it can very much change how you live, I would say, in a very gradual way. And I think that primarily comes through slowing down and finding a rhythm that is so intertwined with doing something like the Camino, where it's A to B walking every day, you're meeting people across all demographics, ages, and you're essentially just filling yourself with the Spanish bocadilla, Spanish omelette, sandwiches and a coffee, and walking and just being out there kind of tuned out.
How many kilometres would you walk every day, and for how many hours?
So that would be very, I mean, of course, dependent on the people and your time frame. I had the huge privilege of being able to take off that time. So I did more before I got to Spain, because I knew I'd reach and meet people, and then you kind of find these friendships and you want to go at a similar pace. So when I was going from Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, so the start of the Camino Francés, to Santiago de Compostela, it was around 30 to 35 kilometers per day. If you were doing, for instance, a week, which is normal because people can't take that time off work, it all depends on which section you want to choose. But I would say the average is somewhere between 20 and 30 kilometers per day.
Is it all an attractive to look at walk? Because I have spoken to some people who've been disappointed, found themselves at times walking through car parks and industrial estates as part of the journey.
But those car parks, they're grand in their splendor, and they're open and vast, some of them. No, it's a very, very valid point. And I think I see it, if I was to recommend the Camino, whether it's a 1 week section or longer, I think it very much depends on what you want to do or why you would like to do it. So you can do it for the adventure. I think there's a little bit of lunacy to the fact that you'd want to walk across country. There's the simplicity of it. There's spirituality, religious or not. There's a culture and this challenge. And I think different sections of it cater to these different desires. So for instance, maybe, Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, but some of these people that you've spoken to might have been going through, say, La Meseta region, which is this kind of dry, arid section that runs between León and Burgos. So it's around 180 kilometers. And that is, if yellow is your favorite color, great, because you're surrounded by cornfields, wheat fields, and beige and yellows are the order of the day. But if you're looking for this kind of beautiful scenery, and if you have a week to use, I think once you get into Galicia, particularly, that people will often go from Sarria, the final 100 kilometers, to Santiago de Compostela, because you can easily transport there via Santiago de Compostela. But from a nature point of view, if you do that and then go beyond to the coast, you are just blessed with this Galician kind of these rolling mountains, which are very lush and green because of the rain they suffer against during the winter months. So ultimately, it depends on the area you're going to and the section you want to do.
Do you carry a rucksack, or do you do as a friend of mine does and literally have a bag that gets sent ahead to the next lodgings he's going to that evening?
It's also that's the absolute beauty of it. I guess it is a victim of its own success, and I am very much a contributor to that because I'm somebody who hiked it. It's obviously very busy, and we all know people that do it and people that avail of the baggage service, which, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you can do it for €7 or €8 per day. You basically get your supplies that you don't really want to carry during the day sent ahead. It's all perfect and fine. I was carrying mine because I think ultimately I had carried it the whole way, and I figured I wasn't carrying a lot. I may as well just continue and embrace the sweat. But that is very much an option if you're maybe not physically there, or you just don't want to. Yeah, you can ship in a van your bag ahead, and it's very easy to do.
Okay, is it costly? And the reason I ask this is a friend of mine does it very much on the cheap, has managed to work out very cheap accommodation each night, very basic accommodation, you could even say Spartan, but that's all he actually wants. And then he gets off and he starts walking again the following day. Are there different varieties of accommodation available, and what sort of costs involved?
Yeah, that's exactly the case. So, and to obviously the world in general has gone a lot more costly over the last few years. But if you were to compare 2013, which is when I did 2 weeks of it, age 19, and then last year, you've basically got two accommodation options. As you walk through each town, there could be 6 kilometers, 10 kilometers between each town. So you're never short of accommodation. And you'll be provided with the kind of community council albergues, so kind of hostel type situation. And these will have 8-bed to 30-bed dorms, so bring your earplugs. And there'll also be these private albergue kind of hostel type things. So the municipal ones will be from anywhere between 10 and 16 euro. Back in 2013, it could be 5 euro. And there's also Donativos, which is donation based. But for the private ones, which just kind of offer that extra layer of, you know, comfort and warmth and coziness, you would be paying upwards of 20 easy, and then for private room maybe around 30 euro. So it depends how much you're treating yourself, but I'm a bit like your friend, I would say, in that I try to stretch that budget as much as I can.
And then when it comes to things like food and wine, is it still reasonably cheap, or are they taking advantage of the vast numbers who are now walking the Camino?
Yeah, interestingly, so you may have heard your friend speak about it or experienced it yourself. But one kind of key pillar of the Camino experience is, for many people, some people want to just ignore everyone else, but is getting to know people around the dinner table at the end of a very sweaty, hot day hiking. And you are presented with the option, whether it's a municipal or private albergue, the option of a pilgrim menu. So that would basically quantify as a starter, a main, a dessert, and pretty much endless bread and wine or salad. Back in the day, 2013, and I used that very lightly, back in the day, it was 10 euro, which is frankly ridiculous value. And there was obviously a slight bump now, but it's still around 15, 16 euro. And when you obviously pale that in comparison to, you know, a classic restaurant dining experience, whether it's in Ireland or elsewhere, it is insanely good value. As long as you're not stuck beside somebody who will chew your ear off for the whole night, that's a real possibility.
Okay, Barry, by the sounds of it, you went at the height of summer, did you, when the temperatures were high? When would you actually recommend going, and how much of a physical challenge would it be, depending on somebody's age?
Yeah, so I think from a time of the year perspective, if you're starting in, and I was asking numbers when I was at Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, so you've had this kind of volunteer's office where you have endless amount of numbers and facts. So the most popular starting months would be May and September, because obviously you'd be going for, say, a month if you're doing the full thing, so you can evade the real kind of the height of the summer, which I did not do. I was there at exactly the wrong time in June into July. So temperatures in June, July, you'd be hitting Well, we hit a heat wave. So it was 35, 36 degrees. So people were getting up at, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning. I would, if you were starting at Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port and looking to do the kind of full thing, or even to do 1 week this year and then next year do another week, I would be looking at May or September. Or if you were looking into just do a week, maybe the final section, for instance, I think you could quite easily get a May, a June, and then maybe I'd avoid July unless you really can tolerate quite high temperatures.
And a final one for you, Barry. If you were to recommend, if you can't do the full 2.5 months, you may have missed out this already, but if you were to recommend one particular part, what would it be for somebody who might only have a week or so?
I might flip that slightly and say what I wouldn't recommend. And I'm going to go against the grain slightly here in that often people are recommended for their first trip from Sarria to Santiago de Compostela. So that is the final 100 kilometers because traditionally you'd get a certificate at that amount. I think it's way too busy personally, and I'm aware I'm also one of those busy people, but I would avoid that. I'd avoid La Meseta for your first experience, which is that dry arid section in the middle. I would instead start from the actual start, Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, fly into Biarritz, get the train down, because that allows you the chance to experience the Pyrenees, beautiful starting section, and ultimately into Pamplona. And then next year, if you so you can pick up from where you left off, and it gives that longevity to the journey, and you start with people also embarking on their journey. So I think there's quite a beautiful sentiment.
Barry Taylor, thank you so much for telling us about the Camino. Lots of people sending in examples of their experiences. One says, for those short of time, people can cycle it too. At Easter, I cycled to Rosslare, got a ferry to Bilbao and did the Camino by bike, flew home with the bike in a box. Great trip and met people from all over the world. Another one says, walking just one section of the Camino in 2010 changed me and my life in so many ways. I was determined to make a part of my work. I started bringing groups on the Kerry Camino and bringing my friends and people I worked with to Spain. Love it, says Barbara of Walk This Way.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.